Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
I want to introduce my message as the worship team remains with me this morning. God's Spirit empowers us. My message today is that God's Spirit empowers us for both life and for godliness, for everything. When we say for life, it means for everything you could ever go through, for godliness, for every spiritual attribute, every spiritual intention that you have, God's Spirit will empower us. And I'm going to go through a few topics today. Be comfortable in your Christianity. Be conscious of the Spirit's power in your journey. Be trusting that God will affirm you. Be willing to embrace God, the Holy Spirit's help. And be completely filled up because of the Spirit's promise over your life. A writer says this: the average Christian lives to be seen by others, but the mature spiritual Christian lives for others to see Christ at work in them. The average Christian lives to be seen by others, but the spiritually mature lives for people to see Christ at work in them. And how do we demonstrate Christ at work in us? Is that we're continually asking the Lord, fill us up to the overflowing of the Spirit of God. Do you know, as we are, longer we are in this journey of Christianity, the more I see many people drifting or cooling or just slacking or not full of fire and fervor. And we wonder why the next generation or the new converts don't understand how wonderful it is to be serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the Spirit is empowering us, we don't let our trials overwhelm us. We don't let depression overtake us. We don't let situations bury us. We show the world who our God is and how His Spirit is at work in us. So that means our identification with Jesus Christ is an integral part of our Christian journey, but our acceptance of the Holy Spirit in our life is an equally empowering step in the process of our journey. As I prepare to preach today, I'm preaching on Acts chapter 19, 1 to 6, and I'm using Romans 8 to deliver the message. And I was going through it and rereading it and thinking and praying last night. And the text that I want to share, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? That's what I want to proposition to those who do not have the fullness of the Spirit, who are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2. And you can read that on your own. I was going to preach Acts chapter 2. I preach it many times because there are many people who have become saved, but they've not received the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 19, verse 2 says, have you received since you believed? But I recognize that if I only preach Acts chapter 2, which all pastors should be preaching every couple of months so that the church begins to be filled with the Spirit, if I preach only Acts chapter 2 every couple of months, many of the believers will just shut off. Sorry, many of the mature believers will shut off. Why? Oh, I heard the Acts chapter 2 message so many times. Yes, we should be hearing it every day. Oh, that was an amen if I ever heard anything. We should be reading it every day. We should be rehearsing it every day. We should be desiring it every day. Because to live our life without the power of the Holy Spirit is to live with emptiness and futility, striving and struggling when the Spirit of God is available to empower us. So I believe the problem is this: we've forgotten that the more we serve Him, the more we should grow. The more we serve Him, the more we should grow. I'm going to pull this song out of the archives. Most people didn't know it, don't know it. You've heard me many times, especially the seniors. Whenever I show up at the seniors event, I always sing it for them, because I believe that's how we should mature, is recognizing what this songwriter said: the longer I serve him, the sweeter he should grow. If you're dropping, if you're diminishing, if you're despondent, if you're discouraged, that means the sweetness of the Spirit is not filling your life. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to help me. Worship team had to learn it, and they did it in 5 minutes this morning. So here we go. Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Now just hold for a moment for me. We're going to start that again. And for those of you who've never heard it, that's because the mature saints haven't been showing you the sweetness of their life and the sweetness of the joy of serving God. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. I have the privilege today, which I was going to do at the end of the service, but I'll do it right now. I'm going to ask Rachel and David Holbrook, if you could just stand. Someone just help David stand there. Today, 62 years of marriage. Those online, you can't see them, but they still look young and fresh. And the reason I could tell you, it's folks like this that make me know how this song works. They don't miss prayer meeting. They don't miss events. Dave was sick in the hospital. After he's out of the hospital, next week he's back in church, because the longer they've served him, the more you've seen the sweetness of God on their face. Here we go now.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus,
what it says.
The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day,
my
way
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind the spirit of depression that has come upon many Christians. I bind the apathetic spirit that has come upon believers. I bind the lack of faith that has come into your people. My God, the longer we serve you, the sweeter you have become. The more we grow in you, the more we see the grace of God demonstrated. So, Father, let there be a rise in the spirit of your people that we will not, my God, allow the enemy to suppress us or depress us, but we will declare the greatness of Almighty God in the land of the living. Hitherto you have helped us, my God, through many dangers, toils, and snares. We have already come. Your grace has brought us safe thus far. Your grace will lead us on. God, cause your people to rise up in faith today, knowing our God is still able. Our God is more than able. Our God will do exceedingly more than we ask. My God, fill up your people by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we would not slack back, we would not slink back, but we would come forth with joy and with a faith that your Spirit is upon us and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we declare, oh God, nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody like you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter 19. God's Spirit empowers us for life and for godliness. Acts 19, verse 1 to 6. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior regions until he reached Ephesus on the coast, where he found several believers. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them. No, they replied. We haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Let's just pause there for a moment in God's word. There's a whole generation of people. There's a whole world of people who haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. There are many who are going to church week after week, but they haven't even heard or understood that there is a Holy Spirit. Verse 3. So I continue. Then what baptism did you experience? He asked. And they replied, the baptism of John. Paul said, John's baptism called for repentance from sin. But John himself told the people to believe in the one who would come later, meaning Jesus. And as soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 6. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. Repentance, then baptism in water, and then seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is what God has called us to do. So that we would live a spirit-empowered life, not a life that's like a seesaw, up and down, one day good, next day bad, a bird lands on our head, oh, I'm going to die, and a bird land on my head. Well, you know, they say if a bird poops on you, it's a blessing. Consider it all good. But I want to encourage us today to become more comfortable in your Christianity. Romans 8, 1 and 5, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Stop allowing the enemy to condemn you for everything so that you're always just slinking back. Oh, I made a mistake. God is done with me. Stop it in Jesus' name and become strong in the Lord. Every time you make an error, don't make the error intentionally, but when you unintentionally fail, repent again and don't just let it sit inside your spirit to keep you distressed. Verse 5, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about the things that please the Spirit. When we allow sin to stay unrepentant in our lives, it begins to dominate our lives. And the Bible says in Romans, not only does it dominate us, it begins to control us. How many know what I'm talking about? It begins to be the thing that this is how it dominates. All you can think about is, oh, I did this, and oh, I better stay away from that. Oh, I don't even feel like going to church today. Oh, there's a lot of people who won't even come in because they don't want their sin to be exposed before God. But he's not exposing it before others. He's just asking you to repent of it. He's just stirring it up with the word and the presence of worship because you're not in the space of your own mind to do so yourself. That's why we come together online. That's why, although it's so important for those of you that are in different countries, and we know people are listening all around the world, but we encourage you, make sure you're in a body where you're stirred by the atmosphere of faith where others are worshiping the Lord alongside you. So how do we not allow it to dominate us? Then we begin to think about, the Bible says, those dominated by sinful nature think about sinful things. What happens once it grips you, then that's all you think about. Do you ever notice when people move from one sin to another sin to another sin to another? Why? Because it dominated. It took control of their lives. But the Bible says those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about what pleases God. That's why I'm worried about mature believers. Because when the Spirit is controlling us, there's so much freedom in Christ. There's so many things that never have to be preached from a pulpit when people are controlled by the Spirit. I'm going to say that one again, because that amen was a little bit weak. Online, would you amen me when I say this again? There's a lot of things that preachers would never have to preach from the pulpit if we were controlled by the Holy Spirit. Because when the body of Christ is controlled by the Holy Spirit, we allow Holy Spirit to convict and we change. Hallelujah. So Galatians 5:16 says, So I say, let Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. You know, we have allowed, even in the kingdom of God, we've allowed all the years we've heard people talk about the church is a club, the church is a clique, the church is, and there is truth to it because we gravitate to what makes us feel comfortable, but it's Holy Spirit that helps us to step out into what is uncomfortable. And I believe in this day and age, folks, we're going to have to get ready for greater things yet to come. Then those of you that are members or on our list, if you're not a part of our info list, I encourage you to contact us at the office. I sent out an email last week showing you all, if you didn't open it, read it. There's a revival of the young going on around the world. And I say, God, I've been waiting for that for 8 years since I've been here preparing this church for that revival. And God, I'm not going to let sinful nature dominate this place when a world of young people are looking for places to worship. God is on the move and there's a generation, but it's a spirit move that we're looking for, not a flesh move. And the spirit life, when it's filled with the joy of the Lord, blessings overflow from you to others, and the benefits of the Spirit flows from you into others' lives. We've gotten it wrong, folks, where we think that we're serving God just for ourselves. No, you're serving God for the world. You're serving God for others. You're serving God so many more will come into the kingdom and know that Christ is the answer. That's why you're serving God. Oh, but you know, I have my problems. Holy Spirit can help you. When are you going to stop not having problems? Is there anyone here without a problem? Because if you don't have a problem, we love you. We bow to you. We all have problems. But who's our problem solver? Amen? And who does he put inside of us to help us through these problems? Holy Spirit, who guides us, helps us, empowers us, equips us, encourages us. He is the one who does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Because when you acknowledge the Lord as your personal Savior, he enters your life and he begins to move in your heart and life. That's why Romans said, don't let your sinful nature dominate, because you will only think about sin, 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 and more sin. But let the Holy Spirit dominate, then you'll think about Christ, 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 and his glory. How can I do greater things for the kingdom of God? Come on, church, we're going to have to get there. No, we thank God. We heard this week, peace, peace. Any mature Christians know what the rest of that statement is? What does the Bible say when you hear peace, peace in the last days? Those of you that don't know the scripture, it says, whenever you hear in a rush, peace, peace, prepare for sudden destruction. Because the peace has to come from God and all glory given to God. When the peace comes from man, all glory given to man, prepare your spiritual lives because it's not over yet. That is my prophetic declaration. I don't care what pastor doesn't want to touch it. I'm going to let you know I know the word of God. My word tells me when a man is taking glory for peace, then you've got to have to ask the man of peace in heaven, is it your peace or their peace? Because if not, you're unprepared for what God is about to do. But when the church is ready, that's why I want to live a spirit-empowered life. No matter what happens, I know that God is in control. You're not going to fall apart in this decade to come. Listen, young people, you're not, Nasir, you and the young people are going to rise up and say, God is with us. God will protect us. God will keep us. God will guide us. It's going to be a day where we rise up in the Spirit. Don't look at the things of the flesh. Look at the things of the Spirit. When we live a life full of God's Holy Spirit, it should not be a duty. It should not be a chore. I've shared this many times because it I've said it over and over in multiple messages. I'm watching Christians who live it as if it's such a chore to serve God. It's so hard. I'm going to get up on a Sunday morning and go out to church. I'm going to sit there for an hour and a half when I could be on the internet doing something. There are people who worship the weather more than they worship God. Oh, sun's shining. Oh, can't do anything for God today. Sun's nice. And then when it's raining, oh, I can't go for God today. I'm going to be wet. When it's snow, oh, I'm too cold. Too hot, too cold, too warm. Everything is an issue, as if it's a problem. When it's a joy to serve the Lord, you can't wait to be with other believers to lift up holy hands and praise the name of the Lord, for he has been so good to us. Thanksgiving is not 1 week. Thanksgiving is a lifetime. I'm so glad I'm protected by God the Father. I'm so glad we have freedom because of the blood of Jesus Christ who died for us. I'm so glad that we can be anointed by God the Holy Spirit so that we can accomplish what we cannot in the flesh. He will accomplish through us by the Spirit. So I encourage you, be confident in your Christ-following lifestyle. Romans 8, verse 8 to 9 says this. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You're controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him at all. These are hard sayings, folks. These are hard sayings. These are dangerous things to say because people don't want you to ever tell them that perhaps you're not living by the Spirit, you're just living by the flesh. You can't say that. I chose to come to church. You should be so thankful. You should be so thankful God gave you health to get to church. You should be so thankful God protected you that you could even get here. You should be so thankful that you woke up this morning. Thank you. Those that are controlled by the sinful nature, what does it say? They can what? Never please God. So what do? We break off the sinful nature. It means the habits, the things that we're like, I can't give that up. It's me. I had to give up the Jamaican. For those online, it just means that, you know, we have a capacity to tell someone straight what we think. It's part of the culture of Jamaicans that you've heard all around the world. But when you're under Christ, you're like, I'm going to put the Jamaican under the blood today, and I'm just going to serve Jesus. Nigerians would agree with me, too. We learn. Habits and culture are subjected to God the Holy Spirit. Does not rise above it, it goes below. It's put under so that we serve God in fullness. So I want to encourage us today, be very conscious of the Spirit's power in your Christian journey. Be very conscious. Romans 8, verse 15 to 16, you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Let me pause right there. A fearful slave is one who says, I can't do anything about it. And we've heard all the stories. Sometimes we've seen all the analogies. If you put some types of insects or others in a jar and close the lid, even when you take the lid off, they won't come out because they're accustomed to staying right in there. I want to tell you right now, you're not some kind of insect inside of a jar. You're God's beautiful creation. You're God's handiwork. You're made but for His good pleasure. He has promises over your life that are yea and amen. He's got a future for you that you don't even understand. So don't become a slave to the things that you were born into or the things that you become engaged into. Become free, because the rest of this verse says, instead, you receive God's Spirit when He adopted you. Now we call Him Abba Father, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm we're children of God. If I'm a child of God, not a devil in hell has me. When I know it, when I believe it. It's not if I'm a child of God, I know I'm a child of God. So because I know I'm a child of God, I can tell the devil, back up. Do you know who I am? Some of you, I'm so broken. You might be broken, but He's able to fix you, because Holy Spirit will help you through all that you're going through. Stop living like the world is living, in a sinful, in a carnal mentality. But begin to remember the penalty of your past is removed when you're saved, when the Spirit of God takes control, because Christ sacrificed for that freedom. And because of that, Holy Spirit was granted unto us at the point of salvation. And He will become dominant in your life if you would say, Lord, dominate me with your spirit, because my flesh has dominated me. How many now we're watching generations of young people dominated by everything that the world tells them, everything society tells them, everything the culture tells them, everything the internet tells them, now everything AI tells them. I keep reminding you, AI is artificial. Holy Spirit is real. Let's get that into our spirit. Philippians 4, 8 says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Folks, friends, He, God the Holy Spirit, will affirm you. He will affirm you. How? Read the next line for me. If we what? Why did you say it so fearfully? Who are you whispering to? If we what? It's not just believe. You've got to receive. What did Paul ask? Acts 19:2. Did you receive? See, he's not saying, did God send the Holy Spirit? He's saying, God sent the Holy Spirit. Did you receive? He's not even asking you. He wasn't asking them. He says, I met some believers, so I knew they believe, but then I had to ask them, did they receive? So I got two questions here. If you haven't believed, you need to believe, which is why we teach on the Holy Spirit, so you will know who God the Holy Spirit is. God the Holy Spirit is not an it. God the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity that is sent to empower your life once you enter into salvation, accept salvation, knowing that you're going to walk with the Lord. He says, I send Holy Spirit to walk with you. So that's the belief system, but then there's the receive. How many of you have believed, but you have not yet received? And you're not training yourself through Acts 2 to know how to receive so that you live out your daily life in the promise of God the Holy Spirit so that we walk as children of power, not children of fear. Fearful slaves. So here's the folks. Be willing to embrace God the Holy Spirit's help as he empowers you to see miraculous things. We need miracles today. Your friends need to see miracles. Your coworkers need to see miracles. Your families need to see miracles. But miracles is not subjected to a few people who believe in miracles. Miracles is subjected to every one of us who believe and are empowered by the Holy Spirit to believe that God will do a miracle even through you. How many people God have done a miracle through you before? Let me see the hands. And I want to say to everyone, there's a miracle for every person, and God wants to work miracles through every person. The Spirit of Christ liberates and charges the believer with a newfound freedom. What does that newfound freedom do? It gives us confidence in Christ, this God, in Christ our Savior, but it gives us confidence in Christ, in God the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is available, and a true follower of Christ serves Christ with a desire to fulfill the will of Christ. If I'm going to fulfill the will of Christ, he says, I didn't leave you to fulfill it alone because you don't know how to do that. I sent God the Holy Spirit. Have you received him since you believed in Christ? Have you received him, God the Holy Spirit, since you believed in Christ, God the Son? Have you believed? Have you received? Two questions, two different types of people. So I want to encourage you today. Let's get excited. Let's get excited. Romans 8, verse 26. Be excited. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays with us, prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Holy Spirit prays for us. I don't know how to pray. Well, first of all, we do have prayer meetings. All churches have a prayer meeting. Most churches have very low prayer meeting because people are like, well, it's prayer meeting. Greatest meeting ever. Prayer meeting. But if I'm going to be empowered to serve God and to do his will, then I need to recognize that I have an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who's praying for me. I know those mature believers, you've been up against a wall and you didn't know how you're going to come off. Didn't even, anybody ever been there, didn't even know how to pray? God, don't know what to pray. What do you do when you don't know what to pray? Come on, they didn't hear you. Online, what do you do when you don't know what to pray? But you're not just making sounds like you're doing a mantra. This is not yoga. You're making a sound to heaven with faith lifted up. God, I don't know what to do. Jehoshaphat did it. He says, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. The angel of the Lord showed up. How many of you are in that space where you're like, God, I don't know what to do? And then we get up and we do something ourselves. No, we wait on the Lord. We wait on the Lord and we be what? Of good courage. Because he's going to guide us. So I want to remind you that we got to be electrified because of the Spirit's promise. Romans 8, 27 to 28, and the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads, pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Most of you young people, I don't know what the will of God is. Holy Spirit is pleading for you to come in harmony with God's will, and He wants to be activated in your life so that you will step into the will that is already predetermined, but you need the help of the Holy Spirit to walk into it. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Every time I read this passage, I ask people one question. Here it is. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who what? Who what? Online. Type it in the chat. Who what? Do you love God? Anybody here, you love God? So doesn't He promise us that if we love Him and we're called according to His purpose, which means we're receiving Holy Spirit to let us walk into that purpose, He says, I'm going to take care of the rest of it if you would just believe, receive, and keep walking. That's the message today. The power of God that we live in is that His Spirit will empower us for life and for godliness. Life, meaning everything that I'm dealing with, godliness, every day, every moment of my life that I give Him praise. I've got to stop believing in myself before God, believe in God before myself. Because when I know how powerful Holy Spirit is in me, I won't fall apart at everything. And I'm watching a lot. I should never come down on a 9 o'clock service. I only do it in 11 where we're not online. But I'm watching a lot of mature Christians. You're blasé, lost interest, no life, no joy, drudgery. And I've got to ask the question, you believed, you received, but are you walking in the promise? Are you walking in the fullness? Or did it become just an experience for a moment? I'm walking in front of you this morning to challenge mature believers. If we can't rise up in a level of faith that says to everyone, not everything in my life is perfect, but God is perfect and Holy Spirit is working in my imperfections. That's why He said, I will work in your weakness. That's why I don't apologize for some of the unorthodox things I do, because He knows I've got some weaknesses. Sometimes I have to pray, Holy Spirit, don't let me say it, don't let me say it. And then it bursts out. Because we're flesh. But we have made the church look like weaklings. That's because we're not operating daily in the power of the Spirit. We're operating daily in the Spirit of God. There's a fear of God on people. Do you know what? People stop fearing the church because we don't even fear God. People stop fearing, and we're all just living out the little, I don't know what we could call this. We're living below God's level. The Spirit will empower us for life, which means everything. It doesn't matter what you're faced with, school or work or home or the roof, whatever it is, that's life stuff. He says, I'm there to help you, to tell you what to do. But then I'll empower you also for godliness. I'm going to give a shout out this morning to my Whitby Fire Department. My alarm went off a couple of weeks ago. Went off in the 3 o'clock morning. You guys know the one upstairs that goes, hiya. Right? You know that one, right? Grab my puppy out the door. And I realized there was nothing. But I couldn't get it to stop, so I called the fire department. I said, don't come with a siren. I said, I don't want neighbors to wake up and think anything. Just come quietly. And they did. And it had malfunctioned. So they put a temporary one, and then they said, you've got to get one within 24 hours because we don't allow, this part of prevention. I'm just giving a shout out for a reason. And so they said, we're going to check in 24 hours to see if you have bought the proper one. And they called me And I said, I bought it, but I'm trying to find someone to come and install it. They said, oh, we'll come back and install it for you. I says, you do that? I says, well, if you haven't found anyone, this is important because it's your life. That stuck with me. I did ask them again, please don't come with a siren. So they came in a van and they installed it for me. Why? Because they wanted to protect my life. They had a temporary one that would last a while, but they didn't want me to run on battery power. They wanted me to run on the full power. Do you know what God wants for us? Stop running on battery power. Because some of you, your battery's dead. Tap in to the Holy Spirit. And stop saying, oh, I received a long time ago. Be comfortable in your Christianity. Be conscious of the Spirit's power in your journey. Be trusting that God is with you. Be willing to embrace God, the Holy Spirit, help. And be electrified by the promise that God says, I'm in you, I'm with you. And Paul asked the question, did you receive since you believe? Many of you have received, but have you kept going since you received? And those of you who believe but have not received, you need to ask the Lord today. You've got to ask the Lord today, God, reignite something in my life, because I don't want to be this blasé Christian on battery power. I don't want the sirens to go off and alert everybody else of danger in my life because I'm not in full power of the Holy Spirit.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.